はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ウランバートル。
よしです。
高瀬です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 73. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, in the studio, back with us again, reunited for the first time in 2 weeks. Who's here with us?
長崎コネクション。
Welcome back, 高瀬さん, and welcome back, Yoshi-san.
ありがとうございます。
こんにちは、ピーターさん。
こんにちは、ヨシさん。たかしさん、今日元気ですか？
元気です。ヨシさん、元気ですか？
はい、元気です。ピーターさん、元気ですか？
今日は絶好調です。本当に絶好調です。Yes. What a great mood we're in today. Well, I'm in today.Now, this week, we're going to take a look at comparatives. So over the next few days, this is a topic we'll be focusing on. Now, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. More supplemental material there, the Learning Center, lots of information to back up and reinforce what you learn here. Plus, the PDF, all the vocab, more examples. Stop by, say hi, leave us a post. All right, with that said and that behind us, let's get on to today's lesson. Here we go.
はい、皆さん。質問の時間ですよ。
やったー。
イエイ。東京、大阪はどちらの人口が多いですか？
はい、河村先生。大阪は東京より人口が多いです。
いいえ、違います。東京の人口は大阪より多いです。じゃあ、次の質問。日本の5つの大きな島の中でどれが一番大きいですか？
四国は沖縄より大きいでしょ？
そうです。そして九州は四国より大きいです。
そうそう、北海道は九州より大きいです。
本州は北海道より大きいですから。
答えは本州です。
正解。
やった。
イエイ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。はい、みなさん、質問の時間ですよ。
やった
ー。イエイ。
東京、大阪はどちらの人口が多いですか？
はい、川村先生、大阪は東京より人口が多いです。
いいえ、違います。東京の人口は大阪より多いです。じゃあ次の質問。日本の5つの大きな島の中でどれが一番大きいですか？
四国は沖縄より大きいでしょ？
そうです。そして九州は四国より大きいです。
そうそう、北海道は九州より大きいです。
本州は北海道より大きいですから。
答えは本州です。
正解。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。はい、皆さん、質問の時間ですよ。
Okay, everybody. It's question time.
東京、大阪はどちらの人口が多いですか？
Which has the larger population, Osaka or Tokyo?
はい、河村先生。
Professor Kawamura, over here.
大阪は東京より人口が多いです。
Osaka has a larger population than Tokyo.
いいえ、違います。
No, you're wrong.
東京の人口は大阪より多いです。
Tokyo's population is larger than Osaka's.
じゃあ、次の質問。
Okay, next question.
日本の5つの大きな島の中で
Out of Japan's big five islands,
どれが一番大きいですか?
Which is the biggest?
四国は沖縄より大きいでしょ?
四国 is bigger than Okinawa, right?
そうです。
That's right.
そして九州は四国より大きいです。
And 九州 is larger than 四国。
そうそう。
That's right, that's right.
北海道は九州より大きいです。
Hokkaido is larger than 九州。
本州は北海道より大きいですから。
And because 本州 is larger than 北海道。
答えは本州です。
The answer is 本州。
正解。
That's right.What good students you are.
Yes, I am.
Taka said, yes, we are, right?
No, I am.
Oh, what do you think, Professor?
They are all good students.
Oh, what a nice professor. Okay, we have a bonus, a little bonus for you in the informal track. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the informal track. Well, actually...Today, it's not the informal track, it's a bonus track because when you're speaking with your professor, you always want to use...
丁寧語
Polite Japanese. Okay, lots of vocab, so stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the bonus track. And joining us again, our vocab specialist. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen.
こんにちは、Natsuko です。
Natsuko-san, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You're always so quiet for the first part of the lesson.
Yes, I'm sneaking in. Not to disturb you.
You're very good at that. Okay, now we usually start with vocab and then work our way to the grammar point. But we want to get into today's grammar point a bit early because I think in the vocab, what we're going to do is include some example sentences that actually include the grammar point. So today what we're working on is comparatives. Now in Japanese, there's a set construction.Natsuko, can you give us this construction?
A wa B yori nani nani desu.
A is something something something, then B. And inside that something something, you fill in a comparative. Now, Yoshi-san, what's the first correct? Correct is the key word here because we had one mistake in there. What's the first correct comparative we had in the dialogue?
東京の人口は大阪より多いです。
Tokyo's population is larger than Osaka's. Okay, so the key point in the middle, you fill in the comparative. Again, the structure is set. A, then we have the particle.
Wa.
Then we have B.
Yori.
Then the comparative. And then?
Desu.
Yes. Okay, now that we covered that construction, let's take a look at some vocabulary and incorporate these in. First word, Natsuko.
最初の言葉は質問
Question
質問質問
質問の反対は
答え
Answer The opposite of question is answer Or maybe not the opposite
Oh yes It goes with
Yes
答え答え
Next
次は多い
Many More
多い
Yoshi-san, please ask Natsuko-san for an example.
Natsuko-san, 例をお願いします。
今年は去年より雨が多いですね。Yoshi-san, もう一度お願いします。
今年は去年より雨が多いですね。
This year, there was more rain than last year.Okay, so the
より
is then. This year, there was more rain than last year. So the order is reversed a bit there. In English, it's then last year, but in Japanese,
去年より
last year, then. But what comes after then in English goes before より in Japanese.
Yes, right.
Okay, next.
次は大きい。
Big, large.
お、お、き、い、大きい。よしさん、例をお願いします。
あなたのケーキは私のケーキより大きいです。夏子さん、もう一度お願いします。
あなたのケーキは私のケーキより大きいです。
Your cake is bigger than my cake. Ah. What kind of cake? Yoshi-san, can you ask her what kind of cake?
何のケーキですか？
チーズケーキです。
Cheesecake. Oh, sounds good. But what kind of cheesecake? Ask what kind of cheesecake.
何の種類のチーズケーキですか？
レアチーズケーキです。
What's that, Yoshi-san?
美味しいチーズケーキですね。
そうです。
No, but what does it mean in English? Rare cheesecake?
Not baked cheesecake.
Not baked?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You eat it uncooked? Unbaked?
Yeah, it's a bit like a custard pudding, but it has the filling on the crust. And the filling part is not...baked.
How much is the most expensive one you bought?
I don't buy much expensive cake, but it depends on size.
Is it, all right, anyway, next, judging by your answer, I don't buy, okay, here we go, next.
大きいの反対は
小さい
small.
小さい小さい
Now, 大きい and 小さい They're what kind of adjectives?
They're e adjectives, but
They have na characteristics.
Yes.
Now, we're not sure if this developed from misusage over the years or where it came from, but when they're used at the end of a sentence or in the end, they're treated as e adjectives. ButWhen they're placed in front of something, like big house. How would we say big house in Japanese, Yoshi?
大きな家
You heard the na in there. When they're placed in front of nouns, the na magically appears.
Yes.
Interesting, Natsuko.
Very interesting.
So gotta be careful with these. Although they're e adjectives, they have na characteristics. A little bit of a curveball in there for you. Okay, what do we have next?
次は島
Island.
Shima. Shima.
Okay, question for the Japanese hosts. How many islands does Japan consist of?
Uncountable.
Yoshi's face was priceless.
Yeah,
utter shock.
He's from Nagasaki, one of the prefectures in Japan that has most islands, right?
Yes.
Too many, huh? We should see what we could do. Maybe we get a survey out there. It's got to be possible to count them.
there must be someone who counted all the islands and made statistics about it.
Yeah, so we're gonna look into this after the lesson. Anybody out there who knows, send it in.
Please.
But before that, let's get a guess. Yoshi, what do you think? How many islands?
Million islands.
Natsuko?
Not that much, I think, but 1,000?
Well, not that low. I'm going to go with
really?
10,000. I think 10,000 is pretty good.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. Sure, positive. All right, we'll try to get something up on the page.
Okay.
But what are the big five? Yoshi?
Hokkaido Island.
And where is that located?
The most northern part of Japan.
Yes. Well, most northern big island, right?
Yes.
There are a few islands a little further north, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the big one up north. Then we have?
Kyushu.
Ah, maybe Yoshi should have did that one.
Yes.
I did it for him.
And this is, again, the third biggest island, right?
Oh, yes.
This is actually located near Korea. It's actually closer from Kyushu to Seoul than Kyushu to Tokyo.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.And lots of influence coming in from mainland Asia through this area. Lots of interesting stuff going on there. Kyushu. Next.
Honshu Island.
All right, the biggest.
Yes.
Now, what are the characters for this word, Honshu?
Hon means main, and shu means state.
Now, this Hon in Honshu, where else is this found? I think it's found somewhere very familiar to all of us.
Nihon.
Yes, the character in Honshu, the main island of Japan, is the same character in...
Nihon.
Yes. Coincidence? I think not.
maybe not.
Okay, next island.
Shikoku.
The four countries. And, this brings back memories. Hatsumi. Hatsumi-chan. She's from Shikoku.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting place.
Very interesting.
Have you been there?
Once.
Oh, I envy you.
But I want to go again.
Yeah. And then, the only thing smaller than Shikoku is...
Okinawa.
Yes, the archipelago located in the south. All right, what do we have next?
正解.
Correct answer. Now, we hope that everybody out there has a lot of...
正解.
On the quiz today, again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the Learning Center, we have quiz information specific to this dialogue, vocab questions specific to the vocab introduced here, and last but not least, we have grammar. What you learn here, reinforce in the Learning Center. Stop by, listen to the conversation over and over with the line-by-line transcripts. Then stop by the Learning Center and test out what you learned. Again, this content is specific to these lessons. And again, designed to get you ready for the big test at the end of the year. All right, that's going to do for today.
また明日ね。
またね。